But here's Dusty. Let's go ahead and bring him on. Dusty, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for your patience back there.
No worries at all. I'm a music fan, so it was fine. It was great for me. I'm just watching videos, and I'm just amazed at how great all the recordings sound. Like the modern stuff that's coming out, like the production quality on all this stuff is just absolutely killer.
Absolutely. So we saw the video. So of course, bring us up to speed of where we're at now. And I know you have a ton of events going on, up in your area. And we do have info on all of those, and we'll kind of flash them up as we go through this part of the episode. But give us an update of what's going on with you.
So the campaign started on March 4th. I've had one of my events so far. I have 10 more events over the next couple months. The campaign ends on May 18th. So basically what happened is when the band kind of took a break, I had some turnover with members and stuff like that. I was working on this campaign. I signed with Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to be a visionary. I think it was November of last year. I didn't really get to start planning anything until January of this year, but it's been kind of a whirlwind. The experience with putting on events and promoting and stuff like that has been helpful. I have a little bit of experience on putting that together. But my first event was a huge success. We had a silent auction. We had a ton of amazing items donated, and I'm trying to do things that are true to who I am. You know, I'm doing some stuff a lot of in the jiu-jitsu community and the fight community, with you guys in the music community, of course. And then I'm crossing my fingers, but the finale event that I'm going to be throwing, I think I'm going to have a pro wrestling show. So I like all the 80s stuff, like the 90s WWF stuff was like my jam totally. So I reached out to a regional professional wrestling.
I'm right with you.
I reached out to a regional professional wrestling group, and they're on board. So what we're going to do is, the theme is Over the Top for Cancer. So we're going to do an arm wrestling. We're going to do an arm wrestling tournament here in Wichita, and then we're going to have pro wrestling. So I'm trying to make things that are really fun in the community, stuff where people can show up and have a good time. And, you know, all the money that's raised at all these events for the silent auction items, the tickets to get in, anything like that. It's all going to Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So
I'm going to flash up a couple of the events that Matt loaded up for us here. So here's one, jiu-jitsu, booze, and barbecue.
Yes.
I really think that's how Jared hurt his knee.
100% that's how I hurt my knee. Yeah, I tore my meniscus. Yeah, it was not good.
Are you a jiu-jitsu guy, Jared?
Yeah. I went January, man, and I got like a rolling, typical, you know, normal day, and just got swept the wrong way, dude, and crushed my meniscus. I've been out for 3 months.
I've had two knee surgeries. I tore my ACL once, tore my meniscus once. I've had herniated two discs in my neck. I've had a concussion. I've been training for 14.
I know you've seen it, but the meme of the guy with the cast and he's all beat up and the band-aids on him, and he's like, I do jiu-jitsu to stay healthy.
Yeah. And like, as you get older, people are like, you're training and your game develops, and it's like you're basically just developing your game around your injuries.
Correct.
The stuff I do is because that's the only stuff I can do now. Right.
Everybody has looked at me and they're like, dude, you're 40. Like, you're not going back to that, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going back.
Yeah.
I've come this far, man. I'm at brown belt now. So like I have to get that black. I've been training for 14 years. Like, there's no way I'm quitting now.
It really is, like, all jokes aside though, and you're doing it for a great cause with that event, but it's different, right? It's physical, it's mental more than physical, and it's like I don't know what it does, but it just releases all the negative shit.
It does. It's forced meditation. That's what I like to call it. Like,
there you go. There you go.
I can't worry about bills. I can't worry about any bullshit. If someone's trying to choke me out, I have to be worried about him.
Isn't that weird though? Like, why does being like, I guess it may just makes you hyper focus and turn everything else off because you're dealing with right now's problem instead of 3 weeks from now's problem, you know?
It's being in the moment, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And I don't think we do that enough, really. And I think maybe that's another thing good about music, right? Music has a really good way of like just kind of putting you in the moment too. So,
yeah.
I want to talk, just touch for a second. When we saw that Dusty was going to be doing this campaign, for those of you, most of you probably already know if you watch this podcast, but Matt and I own a company called Riff Media Group, and we got involved. And one of the ways that we have gotten involved is we are getting ready to announce some really sick merch packages from a lot of the bands that we work with. And we will be posting those on our website soon, probably in the next week or so, I think, Matt, we decided.
And yeah, so we've got a lot of the bands that you know and love. Yeah, we've got some bands you know and love. We've also got, if Kevin can flash it up, I designed a tee for Dusty's campaign. So it's got Dusty's Over the Top logo on it, Riff Media Group logo on it. You can go and purchase that on our website, and all proceeds go to Dusty's campaign. But we will be rolling out some of these merch packages. And when Lisa says we've got some sick merch packages, Lisa, can I announce something that we've already got in the bag?
Well, let's just talk about some of the bands. Who's on board?
Okay, so Etched in Embers are doing out the merch package. And it's not just a merch package. Rush has given us a signed kick drum. He's donating a signed kick drum of Etched in Embers, which you ain't going to be able to get that. Shallow Side are going to be doing us one.
And those are insane.
Silver Tongue have done us one. Post Profit are doing us one. Blacktop Mojo are doing us one. That's just to name a few.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know all those guys were signed up. That's really killer.
There's a lot of bands who, when we approached, they were more than excited. Everyone knows someone that has been touched by cancer. There is no way that you don't know anyone that's been affected. It's affected my life personally. I know it's affected the lives of everyone else on this screen. It touches you in a way. It's a kind of struggle and pain that you don't want anyone else to go through. Right. And so just by helping, you know, these bands that we've reached out to that have just without even a blink said, we're on board. What do you want from us?
Yeah.
And they are putting together packages to donate for people to, we're going to put it in their fan groups. We're going to put it on our website. I'm sure Dusty, you'll share it. I know the sound's going to share it because I do social media. We're going to share it. We're going to plaster it everywhere for people to go ahead and buy basically a raffle ticket. It's going to be, you know, you pay $10, $15, $20 to be entered and you have a chance on winning that merch package. And it's going to be, it's exclusive stuff that you just can't buy anywhere else. You can't buy it on tour. You can't buy it on their website, you know?
And so, I'll say that, like, as soon as I saw Dusty put something up that he's, you know, going to be heading up this campaign, I literally went to Lisa and was like, we got to get involved in this. We have a community of people here. And that's why Dusty's here tonight, is our music community. We're all family, right? And we can pull together and we can make a massive impact. And if we can help one person, we've made a difference.
You like the stories that I've heard, and like you see it in the comments, even on this post, but the stories that I've heard since I've been involved in this campaign are just like, it's mind blowing. Like Casey Carter's story, who's one of the honored heroes. She's been diagnosed, I think, for the 8th time with leukemia. She's been battling most of her adult life. And I know that Leukemia and Lymphoma Society gave her $100 gift card so her husband could travel to see her one weekend, and that $100 that she got literally saved her life. It kept her fighting and stuff like that. When she was at a point when she wanted to completely give up, they were broke, everything was going bad for them. And just something like that, knowing how much I've raised so far, and I'm not going to say that number because I'm competing against a bunch of other people in Wichita. And I don't want them to know where I'm at yet. So there's a little bit of competitive edge right now. Hey, but
I think competitiveness in fundraising is a good thing, right?
Definitely. And everybody involved in the campaign and around the community is great. Everybody, like other candidates, have been attending my events. I plan to attend their events. Like we're competing to raise as much as we can, just because they got a bunch of competitive people involved. But the ultimate goal is for all of us to raise as much as we possibly can collectively for the cause. So it's just been a really eye-opening experience for me, and it feels good to be giving back to the community, to be giving back to people. And it's something that I personally needed in my life to help me out. And you know, to know that the efforts that I'm putting in, and you know, I'm a grinder, and I'm putting in that grind just like I did with my music, just like the stuff that I promoted, to do as well, do as good as I possibly could for the cause.
Can you you mentioned it, I think, in the video that we played right before you came on, but can you maybe kind of articulate to us again, like why is this important to you, and then why did you pick this particular disease process, right?
So it was an interesting thing that happened to me. Towards the end of the music stuff, when I was doing the full band stuff, things like that, I was battling quite a bit. I'd been grinding hard. I'd been kind of running from a lot of issues that I was dealing with. You know, I was clinically depressed. I was, you know, abusing substances to deal with that. I wasn't owning my problems, things like that. I lost a couple friends and just had a really tough run there. And you know, I finally, my wife kind of came to me and was like, "Hey, dude, you got to get it together. Like this, you got to be there for your kids. You got to straighten it out." And so I kind of battled back. You know, I'd made a lot of big changes in my life, career-wise, everything like that. And I continued with therapy, treatment, stuff like that to get back on track. When I started my new career, it was funny enough, I was kind of, the band had ended. I had some turnover in the band, and it, whatever happened there happened, but I was looking for something to focus my energy on that would be more positive for me. And I had already been talking about this campaign, and I was cold calling, strangely enough, for my new job. And I met a gentleman that, you know, we hit it off. And I ended up at a happy hour with him, and he's like, "Dude, you'd be great for this opportunity to just, you know, put that effort in. And you're like, you're not afraid to talk. You're not afraid to promote. You're not afraid to push." He's like, "I'd like to introduce you to Jessica, who's my campaign manager." I met her, we talked about it, and I started hearing about what it does for people, how it helps people, knowing that the money goes back to help people. And I did not personally have any personal connection with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Cancer. Like I know people that have had cancer. I know people,
right.
especially now that I've done this, I'm everybody, like guys at the gym are like, "Hey dude, I lost my brother. Hey, this happened." You know, I've met a ton of people since I got involved, but right. I got involved with this cause mostly just because I wanted to do something positive and help people. And the universe kind of presented it to me at a pivotal time where I was like, "Wow, there's something, something cosmic going on here." This opportunity presented itself, and I thought it would be a good way for me to get out in front of the community and try to use my network for something positive.
Well, look, I we talk music on this show. We talk to musicians, we talk to bands. I think depression, any type of negative feelings is sometimes music is a cure for, right? Music is therapy, and it's a drug for, right? It helps us out. And I think a lot of people in this community, musicians, fans alike, struggle with that kind of stuff, right? And to hear you be open about your struggle with it, number one, thank you for that. And number two, I hope everybody's listening, because what I'm hearing you say you did was you turned it from looking at yourself only to you turn that energy and that focus out towards other people and trying to help them for something that you weren't particularly affected by. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
And then tell me, I mean, has that energy like 10x'd itself and came back to you in a positive way?
Yes, absolutely. So far it's been amazing, you know, and a lot of people it's strangely enough, since I started sharing my story more, I've met with people that I've connected through this campaign that have called me and been like, "Hey dude, you mentioned in that video that you were depressed. How did you deal with it?" And I've talked to guys that I've referred to my therapist that have called me, and they're like, "Dude, thank you so much. You freaking saved my life. I'm going to be a better dad because of this stuff." And just by being open and honest about it, it's helped people. And the fact that I'm getting to take, like you said, take that negativity, take that and I've done the hard work, and I'm proud of myself for doing the hard work. And I'm in a mindset now where I can try to be positive and help other people too. And if I'm yeah. able to help one person from doing all this crazy stuff, and everyone can come have fun at these events, and we can all know that what we're doing is helping people, like, you know, what could be more beautiful than that?
There you go. There you go.
We've got we've got another video that I honestly haven't had a chance to watch. Matt's watched it, but I don't know everything about it. I know it's a female. Tell us a little about this video that we're about to watch.
This is the woman that I referenced just a bit ago, Casey Carter, who's been battling this, you know, most of her adult life. She is what we call one of our honored heroes this year. So we have Casey Carter, who's an adult, and then we also have Jack McMillan, who's an 8-year-old boy, who was diagnosed. His legs were hurting, and his parents thought he was having growing pains. Well, it turned out he had been was diagnosed with leukemia, and he's been battling, and he's been in treatment. So it's people like this is why I'm doing this, why we're doing this. And Casey's story is a powerful one for sure.
All right. Well, let's take a look. What a story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've watched that video far too many times than I need to. And like, I'm welling up now. It hits me right in here, because what you're doing and what our community can do can make a difference.
And I believe it's not even
a major thing that needs to happen. It's just a small, you know, $10-$20 donation, or, you know, turning up to your events and stuff like that. That's what makes a difference.
Yeah. People coming out, spending $5 on a beer. Like, we're at a brewery here in town. We're dropping a beer for the Vision. It's called the Visionary Triple Sour. They're dropping a beer, and we're gonna try to float the keg one night, and every dollar from that beer that night gets donated to the campaign. So it's like, you know, show up, get some wings, get a beer, and like, you're helping people. There's so much that we can do, and that's the event right there. Over the top, baby.
Look at that.
I spun the hat around earlier. I love the reference.
That's right. I can't wait for the arm wrestling tournament.
Right?
Yeah.
Those little $10-$20 donations, I saw a post on social media the other day with the alphabet. And you were asking for little $20 donations for people with the letters of their last name, I believe.
It's been changed in the letters of the first name or the last name. So if your name's Adam, you know, and you donate $20, that gives me A. So I'm trying to hit every letter of the alphabet. If I get a $20 donation for every letter of the alphabet, and I'm the first visionary to get it, I'll get an additional $1,000 from LLS donated to my campaign. So I'm in a weekly challenge right now with the other visionaries. And I think I've got, I don't know what all letters I've got. Let me find it here.
Well, while we're waiting for you to do that count, you can find Dusty's post. His handle on Facebook is Dusty Grant 50. Is it Dusty Grant?
At Dusty Grant 57.
Yeah, it is Dusty Grant 57. Head on over there, and $20, man. You spend that in 2 days going to the Starbucks drive-through. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And if you search on Facebook over the top for the cure, you'll find the little Facebook group.
Yep. And I need 16 more letters. I got 8 of them right now.
So, do you have, is K taken?
K is taken.
How about H?
H is also taken.
What about B or F?
What about S? What about F?
S is taken. I've got B, D, I, J, L, N, O, P, Q, R, T, U, W, X, Y, and Z. Those are the ones I've got open.
I'll take J. Where's the link?
Jared's taking J.
Steph's just put it in the comments.
Yeah, but I clicked on it and it showed it on the screen, so it didn't take.
Yeah, middle name would work too.
Oh, okay. Jared, I'll send it to you in the chat.
Is E taken?
E is taken.
Make it up. No one cares. Use your nickname, okay?
I went with my nickname too.
Get creative. Get creative. The point is this, literally, it's a couple days of Starbucks. It's you going out to lunch, you know, with your coworkers. It's really not that big. It's going to a bar after happy hour.
All my letters are taken. I'll just donate.
Yeah.
There you go. That works.
At the end of the day, that's really what matters.
And all
these every week stuff. Is that A to Z every week? Because it's
this is just a weekly challenge. Next week it'll be something different.
Okay.
Also, it's a different challenge every week, right?
So yeah, we get challenges every week. So they're trying to keep us working as if I'm not already.
That's okay, but every single dollar helps. I mean, even if you can't contribute the $20 to this challenge, your $5, your $1, your 50 cents, it doesn't matter. It all goes towards life-saving research for all the people and all the adults, the kids who are fighting this every single day of their lives. I mean,
all right, I got it, Lisa. I got it. You ready? Is G taken?
That's taken by me. You know what, though? You know, you can do G because I'm going to change me to D. I'll change me to D because I don't have D covered. All right, I'm changing me to
D. I think you should do the rest of the shows with that mask on, honestly.
It's so hot underneath here.
Yep, G has just been freed up.
There you go.
Kevin the genie. How about that?
Yeah, Kevin is a genie, isn't he?
I wore that for my granddaughter's birthday party.
Wow.
The full get up. Full get up of the genie from Aladdin.
Was she excited or did she scream?
No, she was actually excited.
Oh. Okay.
And then I honestly didn't know she knew it was me. And then she was at my house like 3 days later and she's like, "Thank you for being the genie." I'm like, "You knew that was me?" She goes, "Of course I knew it was you."
I love it. So Dusty, now if people, other than just donating, because obviously that's a great way to do it, if people actually want to get involved in your campaign, is there still room to do that? Is there still room to become a team member and stuff, and how do they go about it?
Yes, if someone wants to be a team member, just direct message me, find me on Facebook. I'm easy to find. Just search Dusty Grant, shoot me a message, shoot me a friend request. I can add you to my team, and you'll get your own link. So then if you get your own link and you raise the most money as a team member, you could become a team member of the year also. So I'm pulling for Rift Media Group to maybe become team member of the year. I've got a couple other team members that are hustling their asses off, which is great. But also, like, I've corporate sponsorships. I've been working on a couple of those, crossing my fingers for a big one. But there's just, I've been turning over every stone possible. So anybody that wants to get involved with the campaign, please message me, because it takes an army, honestly. It's going to take an army to win, because I'm up against some heavy hitters in the Wichita community.
I love it. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Thank you for being on a live stream with us tonight. I can't click on that link right now, so I guess
I'll send it to the director's chat, Jared.
Okay,
send it there, because I was just trying to do the same thing and couldn't.
Yeah, I would have already done it, but I will do that for the Jay, for your Jay.
Well, I appreciate you guys. I know this isn't what you normally do, and I appreciate Riff for getting involved. And you know, you guys have always been so awesome for me and with my music stuff and letting me come on here and talk about.
It's like Matt said, dude, like this community, the music community, let's talk about music. Let's promote music. Let's, you know, geek out about music, but you can also leverage that to something positive like this. And you're doing that. So we're going to follow you. You know what I mean?
I appreciate the hell out of it, man. I can't thank you guys enough for the support, especially over the years. You guys have given, you guys were playing my stuff before anybody was. And I'll never forget it. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate
you're welcome,
you.
Dude. Yep. And if there's anything you need from the sound, obviously we're going to be doing donations at the show April 12th.
With I appreciate Shadowside, that too.
Roy Austin, 7 Day Slumber, Love the Hate, and Them Guys, I think, have been added to the bill now.
Yep.
But if there's anything you need from us, just let us know.
Yep.
I will. I definitely will. You guys have done so much. It would be almost wild for me to ask for anything else. I can't wait to see what all the merch bundles are, because I'm probably going to be
I don't want to mention it. I don't want to mention one of them because it may not happen, but we have, I'll DM you what a band has offered us.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to see this stuff. I can't wait to see what you guys come up with, man. Yeah. It's really awesome that you're doing it. And like I said, make sure when they're donating that they're donating to your guys' link, so you guys get credit for as a team member.
Yeah, we'll talk to you about how we're going to work it, but most of it's going to be on our website, Rift Media website, where people can go and purchase their tickets, etc.
Okay, sweet.
Okay. All right.
All right, Dusty, thank you so much.
Thank you guys. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
All right, keep us posted on how things are going.
Thanks so much for tuning into the show. We really appreciate the support. If you want to stay up to date with all the things we're doing here at The Sound, be sure to download our free radio app. It's in the App Store or Google Play. Just type in The Sound 228. It'll come right up. Download it on your phone. You can stay up to date with all of our social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And you can also download the episodes of the podcast and the Homegrown Show, all right there inside of the app. Go download it now. You won't be disappointed. And once again, we are The Sound. We are New Rock.